Good evening, everybody. Parashat Toldot. And of course, the first question that everybody is asking is when you read the first pasuk of the parasha, Ele Avraham olid et Yitzchak, vayitz. Ve'ele Toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham olid et Yitzchak. Ele Toldot, Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. Well, what's going on? If Avram is his father, of course that Avraham olidet Yitzchak. So there are a lot of explanation for us to understand what's going on here. But one of the main thing is that when we talk about Avram was the father of the nation. And Avram, he brought to the world Yitzchak. Now, the Torah wants to show us that Yitzchak was really a part of Avram. And in this week, Daf, I'm writing about the idea that Avram, you know, got to such a high level at the Akedah, together with Yitzchak, that they become one. So when we say Avraham olidet Yitzchak, eletoldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, is not such the son of Avram. Avram gave him whatever he got. Avraham olid et Yitzchak. Avraham gave Yitzchak the power of love, the power of the chesed, that got him to the level that they were united like one.
I heard they completed the opposite, that they went a different way than Isaac never saw Avram again. He went into the funeral. They lived separately after the Akedah.
That was written. Rashi or who?
No. What the problem is that when we look at the Akedah, there is a problem. Because when he comes back from the Akedah, what's written is in Parashat Vayera is written. Is written Vayashov Avraham el Narav, and Avram went back to the boys. And they got up and went together to Be'er Sheva. And Yitzchak is not mentioned here. So one of the opinions says, it's not that they lived separate life. Chas v'sholom. Avram and Yitzchak and Avram, they were both our fathers. They were very close to each other. Avram was the big educator and Yitzchak learned from him everything he knows. The point is that the Midrash asks, where disappeared Yitzchak? So what they're saying, Avram had the power to be in one moment at the highest level of the world, and at the second level, and the second minute, to get as low as to come back to the boys that were not at the same level as him, and not even close. Yitzchak couldn't do this. Yitzchak got elevated so he was so high in the sky that he couldn't get just down. It's like, for example, when we're talking about davening, the tefillah is built in a way that it brings us on stages and uplift us to the Shmoneh Esrei, and then we don't leave, because the tefillah is really Shmoneh Esrei. But there is before Shmoneh Esrei, the Shmoneh Esrei, and after Shmoneh Esrei. Because in order to get to the high level of speaking to God, we have Psukei Dezimra, then we have Kriyat Shema, and then we get to the level that we stand in front of God. After we stand in front of God, we have to go down back. So that's why we're not just leaving after Shmoneh Esrei and going, because you cannot. You have to connect yourself again to earth. Yitzchak, being at that high level after the Akedah, he couldn't just go back to the normal life. He had to adjust to the new knowledge he got, and how to put it in normal life. But in order to do this, he went to Yeshivat Shem Ve'ever to learn for years, and then he came back. So this is the God in the Midrash that says that Avram and Yitzchak lived separate life. They didn't live separate life. They just separated at the moment of the Akedah, because Yitzchak didn't have the power of Avram. And maybe we can connect this to what's written here. So the Torah is just telling us very clearly, Avraham olid et Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is the son of Avram. Yes.
So it says right in Chayei Sarah how he sent the servant to go get a bride for him, the Yitzchak, and he took...
That's what I'm saying.
He took...
I'm saying that they were connected. It's clear that they were connected. They were not connected for a few years when he left to learn in the yeshiva. But it's not because they had a different of opinions. Because you see, the idea is Avram and Yitzchak, on the Akedah, they each got the other values of the others. If you understand what I mean, Avram was Chesed. Yitzchak is Yirah. Now, in order to bring Yaakov to the world, they had to connect. That's why we said he didn't get married before the Akedah. Only after the Akedah he got married. Mm-hmm. Yes, sorry.
Where does it really say that they all went to the yeshiva? I mean, what is, where they didn't have anything of such. If Abraham was the first one, where they come up with the yeshiva?
It's a very good question, and that's why we ask ourselves, what was the power of Avram different from Shem? Why Shem was not chosen to be the one, and only Avram was chosen? And it's not only Avram, it starts with Noah, and it goes to Shem, and then it goes to Ever. But we see that Avram is the one who is chosen, because Avram had a special power that nobody had. Because all those yeshivas that were there and all the believers that were, they were believers for themselves. They only concern was me and maybe those who study with me. But otherwise, what's happening outside, they didn't care about. Or what's going to happen when I die, they didn't care about. Now, this is a certain level of worshipping God, but not enough. Abraham had the power to take what he got and give it to others. Why? Because he had the power of love. He loved God. And he loved God in a way that he couldn't stand that after he goes, there is nobody there who is going to worship God, that's going to love God. In other words, his level of love to God was so high that he had to make sure that after he's gone, there is somebody else going to do the same, to worship God.
He was around a long time.
What? Sorry?
Abram. Was it around, you know, like he was 100 and...
Yeah. But no, the point is that...
No one
Shem was even more. Shem, the son of Noah, is still alive. We see that when Abram comes back from the fight, who is coming to him? Who is coming to him? Shem, the son of Abram, which is called Malkitzedek Melech Shalem. And the Rashi in the spot says, Malkitzedek Melech Shalem. You see, we can learn the Torah as the Karaim and read only what's written and get to our own conclusions and okay, but we're not Karaim. We know that this Torah Sheba'al Peh. We know that there are Midrashim and we know that there are other things, the inside of the Torah. And in order to learn this, we need to have also the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the Torah Sheba'al Peh, by the way, is written here. But our sages took it out and showed us what's written. And that's the reason that when the Torah tells us that Ele toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham olidet Yitzchak, the Torah tries to tell us something. Because otherwise he wouldn't say again the same thing in an opposite way. If Yitzchak is the son of Avram, of course that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. There's no doubt. That's it. You already said it. So what's the Torah trying to tell us? That's the question.
And someone took over.
So one of the explanation is that Avram and Yitzchak at the Akedah got to a level of being one. And by the way, if you look, it's very interesting. When you go through the Akedah, it's written the phrase Yachdav, together. Now together is written three times in the parsha of the Akedah. The first time when he separates from the boys and he goes Avram with Yitzchak alone, Ischin Yachdav, then when Yitzchak realizes that he is going to be the sacrifice, again it's written Yachdav, and the last time is when he comes back, Avram is also written Yachdav. Now, Yachdav is not written with the boys that he's taking with him. There is not written Yachdav. The Yachdav is only written with Yitzchak. Now, if Yitzchak is not mentioned, as we said, that only Avram came back, why is it written Yachdav? If you want to say Yachdav with the boys, why didn't you say it in the beginning? So one of the explanations says that it, Avram and Yitzchak go to a level that they become one. That's why it's written Avram coming back while Yitzchak is with him. But Yitzchak is now a part of Avram. And that's what the Torah is trying to tell us here. Now, you know, to understand it is, in order to get to the perfection, in order to get to the, to give birth to a new thing in the world, you need a male and a female. Okay? Without a male and a female, you cannot bring children. You cannot bring continuance. It's nothing. And a same thing is in the spiritual world. In order to bring something to this world, spiritual thing, you need to have a male and a female, or the power of a male, the power of a female, take them together, and then you can have birth to a new thing. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Ira, Yaakov is Tiferet. Yaakov is the combination of both of them. But in order to get this, Avram and Yitzchak had to go together. The minute, where did they go together? Where did they got to the highest level of being together?
The Akedah.
There is nothing more close. Think about it. What a test for a father and a son. And to do this test together elevates you to the highest level you can get. And this is where Avram is got to the level of Yira, of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak got to the level of love of Avram. So they were connected together. And that's maybe what the Torah is trying to tell us in the beginning.
But where's the woman in it? Just Abraham begot Isaac. Weren't they mentioned Sarah?
This is another issue that we always talk about it. And we have to understand and something very important. We talked about it a lot, but maybe here is the time to talk about it again. When we are talking about women in the Torah and men, the women are always behind. Not in the front. And the men are in the front. It doesn't mean that the women have no power or they are less important. On the contrary, it means that the women are behind everything. But as long as they're behind everything, everything works. If they want to get in front and put the men behind, then it doesn't work. It's like a car with an engine. An engine, where is the engine? Inside the car. Could the car move without an engine?
No.
If I take the engine outside and put it on top of the car, how long is it going to work?
Not at all.
It's not going to go through the winter, it's not going to go through anything. In other words, in order to car to function properly, I need the engine. And without an engine, there is nothing. Do I see the engine? Do I see the engine? No. The same way in the Torah. It's very clear. Avram doesn't want to send Hagar and his child away. Sarah tells him, send him. He says, I don't want to send. What is God telling him? Whatever, not only listen, whatever Sarah tells you to do, you do. In other words, whatever your wife tells you to do, you do.
That's fine.
Okay, now you agree with it. Okay. Rivka, look at our parsha. It's very interesting. Rivka is manipulating everything behind. She's not really doing anything in front. Think about it. When we're talking about stealing the blessing, is she doing it and everybody knows about it? No.
Yeah.
She calls Yaakov, tells him secretly, do this and that, organizes everything behind the scene, and in the front, who is? Yaakov. The same way, in the end of the parsha, it's very interesting. Who is sending Yaakov away? Yes? Read again. Read again. Read again. She's not sending him. She's telling him that he has to go. But who is really sending him? Yitzchak.
Yeah, but she pulled the string.
That's what I'm saying.
But
that's what I'm saying. You have to exactly. No. You have to understand. This is the beauty of the Torah. So when you ask where the women are, they are there. The same way as we say, you have the outside of the Torah and you have the inside of the Torah. And the inside of the Torah is more important than the outside. By the way, it doesn't mean that men are not important, okay? Let's put it in proportion. Okay? The idea is very simple, that everybody's got his own job. And as long as we do our job, then the machine functions. If we don't do our job, we have a problem. So women are very important. And men are also very important. It's like everything in life.
I say that men came from dust and the women came from the bones. And that's the difference, the big difference.
Could be.
What I learned in Extra Bambas Jacob's sermon.
No wonder so many women come to this.
That a woman can encourage her husband in Torah and in Limud Torah,
of course,
to attain the highest form of spirituality.
Of course, yes, exactly. I want to talk for a few words we always talk about, but we have to talk about it again because all this episode of selling the blessing and selling and cheating the father. We have to remind ourselves what's going on here because it looks very strange. Rivka loves Yaakov, Yitzchak loves Esav. Yitzchak wants to bless Esav. He doesn't want to bless Yaakov. Rivka wants to Yaakov to be blessed. And what's going on here? It's not like it looks like a telenovela. How do you call it? Like a film. It's not something here is not reasonable. The point is that we have to understand the Malbim. Yes, it's good. Like a good family, it looks. Malbim puts it in the right proportion. One of them also the Rav Zalman Sorotzkin. The point is very interesting. First of all, let's see what's written. In Pasuk Kafchet. Kafchet in Perek. Perek Kafchet or Kafchet? Perek Kafchet. The first Perek of the Parsha. But in Pasuk 28. Kafchet. Not Kafhet, Kafhei 28. Kafhei 28.
Kafhei
is the chapter. The Pasuk is 28. Kafhet. Got it? Toldot, in Parashat Toldot. It's the first Pesach of Toldot. Vayehav Yitzchak et Esav, ki tzayit befiv, verivka ohevet Yaakov. Explain to me this Pasuk. Can you explain to me the Pasuk?
What's the Pasuk? What number is the Pasuk?
28. Kafchet.
Is it because he liked
me? I want you to explain to me what's written here. I want to understand. I've got difficulties. Vayehav Yitzchak et Esav, ki tzayit befi, verivka ohevet et Yaakov. What is the Torah trying to tell us here? That the father, Yitzchak, loves Esav, but doesn't love Yaakov. And Rivka loves Yaakov, but doesn't love Esav. That's what the Torah is trying to tell us. No. So what is the Torah? Tell me what's the Torah telling us. You tell me. What do you understand from this Pasuk?
They have a pet.
They don't love the other one.
So let's agree about something. From the Pasuk Poshut, it looks like, does Yitzchak prefer somebody?
Sometimes you get foreigners who like
I'm saying
to be a boy. Yaakov was very much into the amount of the tense of learning, wherever they did, wherever we mean by learning in those days. He was a quiet, completely different, 100 million% different. He Yaakov was more of a man's man. The hunter brought lovely food to his mother. He used to fool his father.
Esav, not Yaakov.
Esav used to fool Yitzchak.
Yeah.
So there was a great, they had a great
relationship.
No, there is always an attraction to the other to the opposite. It's known. So in other words, what do you say? You say that Yitzchak preferred Esav, and Rivka preferred
Yaakov.
Okay? Now, let's try and think who we're talking about here. We're talking here about Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov. We're talking about our fathers.
Yeah, so.
Now, does it look to you that Yitzchak really preferred Esav more?
When he was his eldest son.
He said he preferred him.
What, eldest son? In 2 minutes? They are twins.
No, but they often they've made mistakes like this.
What?
But often in the Bible...
Okay, so you agree, so you've got no problem with understanding that Yitzchak prefers Esav and Rivka prefers Yaakov.
We're going to have the same problem with Yosef in a few weeks.
We have a lot of problems. But let's solve this problem first. Okay, now let's go on. Then,
they had to have a leader, someone to give over what they practiced in their home.
So Yitzchak thinks the leader is Esav, and Rivka thinks the leader is Yaakov.
The mother's usually right.
You keep using the word prefer.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't prefer one child over another. So he has maybe a closer kinship with him. It's different now than preferring him.
So why is the Torah?
You have children. You mean to tell me?
Yeah. But Marty, if the Torah tells you, in the same pasuk that one loves the one and the other one loves the other one, so what does it mean? What is the Torah trying to tell us? The Torah could tell us, "Vayoavu Rivka veYitzchak et Yaakov veEsav," and Rivka and Yitzchak love their children. Well, beautiful, that's what's supposed to be. But that's not what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us one is loving one and the other one is loving the other one. Why is the Torah telling us this? Because this is the basic of what's happening later on. Because who Yitzchak wants to bless? Esau. Because of what? Because he loves him. Why doesn't he want to bless Yitzchak? Why doesn't he bless Yaakov?
Because he understands that Yaakov has a better potential.
Okay,
to lead the
now Rivka doesn't want Esav to get the bracha. Why? Is he not her son? Because she loves Yaakov. That's the way it looks.
But we have to understand that.
We'll understand in a minute. But of course we have to understand, because it cannot be like this.
Well, first of all, Rivka understood her two sons.
Personalities.
Esau, Yitzchak didn't. Yitzchak did not understand Esau, because Esau was able to fool him.
So what was the idea of Yitzchak when he wanted to bless? And we all know that Esau is not Yoshev Wali. So why do you want to bless somebody who is a villain, and you don't want to bless your other son?
He wanted to bless his son. Work because he was a fighter. These things that
what blessing? What
he brings the money?
Yeah, but
he wanted to Yaakov to study. He saw that Yaakov has potential in studying, and the other brings the money. And like, once you
talk... we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
But we're missing one...
Yeah, that's the idea.
We're missing one point.
Yes.
Esav was the firstborn. As far as Yitzchak was concerned.
Yeah. Text.
And this is important.
Yeah, but I'm pushing...
He had to give him the blessing as the firstborn.
Yeah.
He had to, but the mother realized that he's not... hasn't got the qualities of a leader.
It doesn't say anything.
Abraham was a leader. And here, I mean, he went such different ways. He was so against anything that his father stood for.
Okay. I'm listening. Now let's
let's
ask another question. We just want to clarify what's happening here. So let's ask another question. What blessing would you think Yitzchak will give his son? A spiritual blessing or a materialistic blessing?
Which
a spiritual blessing?
A spirit.
From
Doesn't matter what son. Yitzchak Avinu. What blessing is he going to bless his son? With a spiritual blessing
or
a
spiritual?
With a spiritual blessing, okay? We agree about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's go back to Esav. Why is Esav so angry, and why does he want this spiritual blessing if he is not spiritual at all? Okay? So why does he... Look, you know what's written here? It's unbelievable what's written here in the end of the Parsha. It's written, when Esav realizes that Yaakov took his blessing... Pasuk Lamed Daled in Perek Kaf Zayin. Perek Kaf Zayin, Pasuk 34.
He didn't even know his son.
What?
Abraham didn't even know. He thought that his son... was a believer.
Okay,
even though he was a husband, he didn't know that he wasn't...
Yitzchak, you mean.
Yitzchak,
yeah. Kishmo Esav got it?
Yeah, I think he said Lamed. He cried. Can't be Kaf Lamed.
No. Kaf Zayin, Lamed Dalet. Pere Kaf Zayin.
Okay.
He cried.
Kishmo Esav, Edivrei Aviv.
139.
Got it?
Can.
Kishmoa Esav et divrei aviv vayitzak. Listen what's written in the Torah. Vayitzak tzeaka gdola umara ad meod. I don't think that in the whole Torah you haven't got a description like this.
Bitter
cry. Yes, it's amazing.
Vayitzak tzeaka gdola umara ad meod. Why? For a blessing? He wants to be blessed. What, a spiritual blessing, this guy? This villain?
Isn't the question the spiritual? He figured, like Willie said, he's the firstborn, he should have it. He can't understand why his father took it away from him.
Why, he sold it.
He sold it.
In the beginning of Parsha, he sold it.
He sold it.
And he says, like, he despised it. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. We'll get it in a minute. But there is a problem. Now, another question. Why is Yaakov doing all this
blessing?
Disguise himself. This is Yaakov. Steals the he buys for nothing his firstborn right. Then he steals his blessing. Okay. First of all.
Birthright from his older brother. It's a legal thing. It's a business. It's a transaction.
He did it. Now let's see. What is Yitzchak thinking? Yitzchak knows that the world will come to a point where the tzaddik will sit and learn and all the others are going to support him. Now he looks at his two children. He loves both of them. Of course he loves Yaakov. But he tries, it's written Vayehav, and he loved Vav. He tries very hard to love Esav. Though, Kitzayit Befiv. Now it sounds better. It's not that he doesn't love Yaakov or loves him more or less. He is trying very hard to love Esav with all his faults. With all his behavior. And he thinks to himself, now, how do I make this family a happy family? Now, Yaakov